Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I went swimming in the Eel River at Myers Flat this week. The water level is very low, the river is slow. The moss is thick, and people predict an early bloom of blue-green algae. It won't be swimmable for much longer, and the smell of growing marijuana drifts across the flat in a strong breeze. In the middle of a drought, marijuana cultivation goes full steam. The Yurok Tribal Police recently joined national, state, and local law enforcement to serve a series of search warrants on tribal land. They seized over 10,000 plants in several large plantations. We're accustomed to the usual press release following a large bust, but the Yurok Tribe minced no words in their release. They said the industrial-scale grows resemble mountaintop coal mining more than agriculture. Tribal Vice Chair Sue Mastin said it breaks her heart to see large plant grows sucking the watersheds dry while our community's on the brink of running out of water. She called it unacceptable and immoral. The media release compared the situation to what happened to the tribe in 1849 when men throughout the U.S. flocked to Northern California in search of gold. It's in this context that the group calling themselves California Cannabis Voice, Humboldt, presented their proposal for a land use ordinance and excise tax measure to the Board of Supervisors. They're proposing local regulations on medicinal marijuana grows larger than 5 acres in unincorporated parts of the county. A commonly held premise is that some form of marijuana legalization is in California's future. The Cannabis Voice folks seem to be positioning themselves to get in ahead of that and stake out some claim to branding the Humboldt name. In editorial pieces in local media, there have been a number of folks critical of the Cannabis Voice process and their proposal. All agreed Cannabis Voice can be recognized for bringing up the topic and bringing people together to discuss it. But just like the married couple who finally agree to couples counseling, it's great you're finally talking, but you're not going to like everything you hear. The group has a website that contains their lengthy proposal, and I encourage you to visit it. The site is titled We Are Farmers First. It's clear they are rebranding their product already. They identify as farmers, not growers or drug dealers. They refer to cannabis, not marijuana, I guess because marijuana makes it sound like a drug. Some of their critics argue smaller grows are more ecologically sustainable. Others point out the ordinance needs to be stronger on limiting herbicides, pesticides, and fertilizer. Others point out the proposal stresses voluntary compliance and self-regulation. I hope that the potential of increased tax revenue does not blind our decision makers to the very real environmental and social concerns. I hope we can preserve some of the local economic benefits of marijuana cultivation while eliminating the problems of the black market. And this may not be popular, but we need some kind of statewide uniformity combined with local discretion. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.